Sarah and Vinny.
Those of you who drive by 580, mm-hmm. you hit the lottery today. There's a major overturned vehicle. And,
that lottery.
Right.
Not the good lottery.
Right.
You hit the
big
crap
time,
lottery.
Severe traffic alert has been issued for 580. So.
You hit the caca lottery.
Right. Congratulations. Check your maps.
Waze. Right.
App.
Go a different way. Abort.
Dude, those maps, they're so great, but one of the trippiest things is randomly when you see, if you're on a road that is normally empty.
Yeah.
And you see an entire brigade of cars coming your way, that's the apps map rerouting people around some traffic thing.
Yep. Mm.
It is such a trip. It's happened in my neighborhood where I'm like, it's like neck breaking to watch cars go by and go, right. What is happening?
Mm-hmm.
And people were rerouted off of 17 through our neighborhood and around the outside.
It's insane. There's they run this traffic break on southbound 101 before the bridge, like heading up the Waldo grade every freaking day. Like, I swear to God, like a couple times I've gotten off the highway. If I see that there's a backup soon enough, like I'm not using Waze. I know how to get to work, and we're leaving at 4 a.m.
Right.
But I actually think to myself, I should do that because if they're running the thing, because if I see it soon enough, I can get off the highway and just go through Sausalito and get back on the highway. But I hardly ever do. I'm always halfway up the hill. I'm like, oh no, this again. Happened this morning. I'm like, I swear, I don't know what they're, every
like
freaking
10 minutes late.
I would say at least once a week, if not twice a week, I'll hit that stupid thing. And sometimes I'm the guy. Like, the cop pulls out in front of me. I'm like, you couldn't have just let me go? There's no one behind me. I couldn't have gone.
We've all been the guy.
Oh, I hate being the guy.
Oh, I've had that happen. We're on 17.
Don't make me the guy.
And then the whole road over the hill, I'm behind police going 40. Well.
Oh, boy.
This
I left my house at this hour for my health. I just wanted some extra time alone.
Too bad I won't have to go double time to make it to work on time.
You actually have quite a long way to make up that time.
Right.
For me, I'm like, well, here I am in the city. I guess I'll just be late. Okay, let's start the trash here. I'm going to start with last week on South Park, there were some shots taken at China. They mocked Hollywood for shaping its content to please the Chinese government, which apparently is a thing. If you see a big Hollywood release in its Chinese form, it's a vastly different thing often.
Edited.
They've edited the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. And they just, you never see any Chinese bad guys or any of that. So China did not like the South Park episode. Surprise. So they responded by deleting South Park from the Chinese internet. All of it. You can't even find a clip or a reference to it. It's completely gone. No clips, episodes, discussions, nothing. It is no longer. And they can do that because China. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they couldn't care less. They said, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn's sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China? So that's what they wrote. And that's because if you've heard over the last couple days, there's been some stuff going down with China and the NBA.
Right. That was a joke, if you don't know. And the joke they're making is that the NBA is making billions of dollars.
Say between $4 and $5 billion a year based on Chinese airing broadcast rights and sponsorships.
Right. So one of the things that happened is the Houston Rockets had a man named Yao Ming, a Chinese guy, playing for their team. And the Houston Rockets are the biggest sports franchise in China because of that. Because Yao Ming, a home hero.
Yeah, homegrown hero.
Homegrown. Anyway, the point is he was their entry into China.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Houston Rockets have enjoyed great profits thanks to Yao Ming and the Chinese government allowing them in.
Yeah.
Some comments made by, what's the guy's name, Maury?
Maury, Daryl Maury. What he did was support pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, which is, you know, it's been sort of returned to China. It's supposed to remain a separate thing, but they're little by little sort of chipping away on that and trying to get Hong Kong back into China proper. And
well, things have turned violent. It's
not good. So right. He's tweeted support for it.
Right.
And immediately, China went, oh, no, you didn't. And pulled, I mean, they had a big list of all the people who've just lost millions of dollars over this. Like, no one is sponsoring anybody anymore. And I believe they've canceled all the airings of any NBA games.
So the owner of the Rockets is not this Maury guy.
General manager.
Right.
Yeah.
So the owner of the Rockets is like, what are you doing with the Twitter crap?
Mm-hmm.
China
severed ties with the team. The entire NBA freaked out, though. It wasn't just the owner. They were all like, hey, man, all our $4 billion just went away.
Right. So on one hand, I think that the NBA is extremely progressive in that they're very player friendly and they're working very hard to be a progressive league that is player friendly and allows these guys to make lots of money outside mm-hmm. of the NBA. The contracts are unbelievable for NBA players. And yet here's a situation where now they're like, how are we going to look? Like America right now or not, we have freedom of speech here.
Uh-huh.
And you can say that we're a terrible country if you want, but we're about as good as it gets.
Right.
In my opinion. I like
us. I am 100% with you. I mean, I don't have fear of the government here, which is not something that people can say worldwide.
Right. By comparison, that's not the case in China. And they're dealing with some... Hong Kong is an issue. Mm-hmm. And so it's a trip. Watching everybody backpedal now.
Well, they don't want to lose the money, and
no,
that's
they
what
don't.
It comes down
and
to.
And so they're trying to backpedal.
Right.
That's the thing. They're trying to get out of this, and it's this one guy's tweet that started the whole thing.
So back to the Trey Parker, Matt Stone, with all that having been said, in case you haven't been following this, here's the apology one more time. Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn's sorghum harvest be bountiful. Is that like a wheat? What is sorghum?
No idea.
S-O-R-G-H-U-M. We good now, China? I just thought, first of all, South Park is, they are so often on the frickin' pulse. And the turnaround that they have is unbelievable. Like, you can't, but something's in the news, and the next week the episode is about that. I just don't know how they do it. But they're, you know, quietly chugging along in their little geniuses over there.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm surprised this guy, they don't want to fire him.
Right.
But when you cost your company this kind of money, what do you do?
Right.
What do you do? Do you fire him?
Don't ask me. I don't know. In my view, I don't think we should be apologizing to other countries. And if it means losing that money, then that's what it means. I'm actually a little disappointed by the NBA's response to the whole thing.
I know. They're tripping. But it's billions with a B.
Well, find another way to make it billions.
I don't disagree with you. I think it would be refreshing to see.
So it won't happen because nothing
NBA
refreshing ever happens.
Say, you know what? We've decided to support our guy and support the people of Hong Kong.
Sorry,
and
China.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
You want to turn us off? Turn us off.
Go ahead.
We're siding with human rights.
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Hmm.
You're right. Refreshing is the word. We never get that anymore. Ever. On the Tonight Show last week, totally changing gears. Here's something fun and stupid and inconsequential.
Yay.
Which is what we're best at. On the Tonight Show last week, Jimmy Fallon ambushed Taylor Swift with a video her mom took of her after getting LASIK surgery. So this is very David after dentist. She's clearly doped up and she's got the goggles on and tape over her eyes. And she's at the house trying to, you know, she's going to get in bed. Like, the whole point is you come home from this surgery and your person puts
you to
bed. So she got LASIK.
At 26? How old is she?
You see her in glasses sometimes. So she went and got this done. And hurt. So she's, you know, just go ahead and roll. This is the video her mom took of her as they get home. Okay, now she's going to be in bed. Here she is in bed with the banana, half in her mouth. Okay, so it's adorable.
So very cute.
It's just her in a very weak state, and she's, you know,
she's
as,
doped, it, I mean,
as
medication
if she
will
doesn't
do that
know,
to you. You'll
right.
start crying on a drop of a hat.
So
she's 29, by the way, Vin.
Oh,
29.
Wow, she's old. Anyway, so on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, you know, allegedly surprises her with this.
I love it. Do you think it's set up?
I think that she for sure knows that that video is there. Her mom is even saying, okay, she's found something to eat. I mean, maybe her mom kept it a secret from her.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's possible.
I think it's highly doubtful.
She is
a control freak, and that's crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, Hailey Bieber took video of Justin Bieber copying this
episode. Making fun of her?
Right. So I don't know if you can see it. He's way in the back. He's all the way across their gigantic kitchen, kind of in the shadows.
I can't believe how young they are and how awesome their house
is. I know. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. How old is he?
27? 26?
Oh, my God. You know what? I was living
he
in
might
that,
be even
that
early,
crazy
than that.
Dentist
He's 25.
Studio. Oh, 25. I wasn't even there yet. Where was I at that point? I don't even know.
In the place with the painted rug, maybe?
Yes.
Mm. And she's younger than that, too. Isn't she like 22?
She's 22.
Yeah. They're just kids. Great, crazy
Jesus.
Kids.
Jesus.
So she takes video of Justin copying it, and people are like, oh, man, she's in a fight with his manager, Scooter Braun. This is him, you know, dumping on her. Her fans are all over him. The Swifties came down so hard that Hailey had to respond and offer kind of an apology.
Oh, what did she say?
She tweeted, it's not, it's not a groveling apology at all. She says, I never knew I could make somebody so upset. Truly, I'm sorry. You're this upset? Lord have mercy. I hope I'm never this upset about someone I don't know. If there's something I did to personally hurt or offend you, I'm sorry. It's not my intention to upset you by any means. So, just some fun. See how light and fun
Very,
that is? Totally you know, inconsequential.
Your performance, though.
Thank you. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
You nailed it.
And that is such, that's about a bitch that you go and post something cute and funny and just la, 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 and now you got to apologize for it.
I know.
Oh.
Play that one, the beginning of his clip where she's like, oh, my God, it's so funny. So I can cement her in my mind.
Oh, so funny.
So funny. Alex Trebek has been standing up to cancer like a champ. I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to do this. In an interview, he hinted that his hosting Jeopardy time is coming to an end.
Yeah.
How old is he?
70-something.
70s, yeah.
He said he's going to keep going.
79.
He said he's going to keep going until his skills diminish, and then said they have started to diminish. I talk to the producers about this all the time. Now I said, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. The chemo has caused sores in his mouth.
Oh, no.
He says, it makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. They say, well, we don't notice. And I say, I notice.
Oh, that's his thing.
Right. Right. He talks for a living. And does all, I mean, he must practice all those things because the way he delivers
That's his thing. He's very meticulous about the words and the way he pronounces.
He says, I'm sure there are observant members of the television audience who notice also, but they're forgiving.
I respect him for that. My move is the opposite.
What it is your move?
Let's take a stab at this and see what happens.
Mm. Well, look.
But you know what I mean? He's got his way, and I respect that.
Well, you know, when you're a host of a quiz show like that, you know, I do think that you need to be pronouncing that stuff right and figure that out ahead of time. That's the whole job, you know?
Right.
With us, we can kind of meander and take a stab at.
This will be fun.
Yeah. And I guess I'll leave you with this. Joker fans are searching for Joker porn. This is over the, let's see, I'm looking at, Joaquin Phoenix is getting a lot of Oscar buzz for Joker, and the movie broke records over the weekend.
You know, Vaughn saw Joker yesterday. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Two thumbs?
Two big thumbs up. Wow. Oh, he's pulsing them in the air.
Right. He loved it. All right. And your family loved it, right?
They did. They really liked it. For some reason, Joker fans are searching for Joker-related content in the porn world. Look at the how it spiked. It spiked as soon as it opened. They say by Sunday of the weekend, there was a massive spike for Joker searches. And according to Pornhub's metrics, they are tracking your fantasies, everyone. Yeah. There were more than 741,000 searches that involved the word Joker, and more if you include the word clown. In the first 4 days following the film's release, the biggest surge was Sunday. 291,000 searches for a clown getting down. They have seen similar trends with comic book movies. With Suicide Squad, though, it was Harley Quinn. People were looking for Margot Robbie lookalikes, I guess.
Huh.
Margot Robbie, by the way, like that character is the most popular movie or game character on Pornhub, Harley Quinn. Over 10 million searches last year alone.
Huh.
I know.
I never look at that.
Maybe you should.
I know what I like.
People do have their...
I like...
their faves.
Natural naked ladies. Mm.
70s porn.
Yeah, that's right.
Full muff.
So I've told you that before
boobs.
Then. Yeah. Right.
No, not a bunch of tattoos and nose rings and...
Right.
Sport stuff, you know. Like, let's see if the body can do this.
Yeah, I don't like
see
that.
See how much this chick can handle.
What about that is sexy?
People like it. There's no accounting for that.
I don't get it.
Mm. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, I will tell you off the air. You probably don't even want to hear that.
I probably don't.
On or off. Nothing's coming
up. I'm looking to break.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:37 on Tuesday morning. We're all on Instagram, and oh my God, we're fascinating. Please follow us. Vin is at Vin Hassan. I'm Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E-C-L-A-R-K. Uzette is just Uzette. She just gets to be Uzette. Mm-hmm. Nobody can argue that. U-Z-E-T-T-E. Mm-hmm. Doesn't start with a Y. Starts with a U.
Made up names pay.
They do. Hooman is...
Thanks, Mom.
I think Hooman TV.
TV Hooman.
TV Hooman, one of those. And Bryn is Brynny Boy. If you go to
Vonda.
Alice, the Alice 973 Instagram, mm-hmm. right? Vonda Wizard, running all the cameras.
Speaking of our guy, Vaughn, he's got a gig this Thursday at Blue Room Comedy.
Oh.
It's open mic at 7 o'clock. He'll be there.
Better get a nap that day, Vonda.
A nap.
That's coming up this Thursday.
Or get a nap. I don't know. There's an app for that.
Also, check out the Alice Instagram. We have up our breast cancer awareness.
Oh, the photo that we did yesterday.
Yes.
So if you follow Alice973, Alice follows all of us. You can find us in
the
followers.
You put the picture up?
Yeah, we put it up this morning.
Oh, boy.
Perfect.
Let's see how that.
Check us out on Instagram, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how cute.
Mm.
We're all in pink.
Yeah, we are.
Are we adorbs?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you're adorbs.
God, I'm super cute.
You're pointing at cans and the second one. Oh, Vaughn pointed at his too.
Oh look
at everybody
at
got
cans?
Into the act. Alex is making cleavage.
Is he?
He's got him pushed in. He's pushing him in.
Very nice.
I didn't even notice that. I totally did not even notice that. That's so funny.
Well, listen, you know, you got to think about boobs in October.
Boobs are
breast cancer
cool.
awareness. My cousin is going through breast cancer right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I mean, lots of people go through it. It is a very common thing, and we are searching for the cure.
You know what? Yeah. Can I ask? If I ask this and I start to go somewhere where you're like, dude, shut up. Just tell me. Like, give me the
high sign.
Remember how much work we used to do with Komen?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it was their president or who was the lady that would like pulled their backing of Planned Parenthood. And all of a sudden,
Susan G. Komen wasn't.
Komen was like, we didn't partner with them mm-hmm. anymore. And I understand it was weird that they, like, really? A women's charity is not going to be behind Planned Parenthood.
I don't know if that was more tied to our last company.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a bigger umbrella thing for the whole CBS Corporation.
Oh.
Is why. I really don't have an answer for that.
I loved our partnerships with Komen up until they stopped.
Right. Yeah.
Like boarding for breast cancer we used to
do. Yeah, we did a lot of every year we did stuff.
Yep.
Auctions, we constantly did. Auction off musicians, guitars, and all kinds of different stuff. And then, it kind of just stopped.
Yeah, I don't remember what the exact circumstances were. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was that Komen found themselves in a weird
situation. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. That sounds right.
And then all of a sudden, Coleman was no longer, wasn't sure if it was like, did they, I don't, well, anyway, sorry. I love that we supported them so actively in the past, and I don't know.
You can find more details, though, about breast cancer, nationalbreastcancer.org.
Okay. Oh. This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft's semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more.
Sweet.
Check them out at
floracraft.com.
This is an all too familiar story, but it's tragedy in the crafting world.
Oh my God, what is happening? Is something going to happen to Etsy?
Apparently, a lady named Calliope Sabrina.
Oh, Calliope. That's quite a name.
That sounds made up. Do crafters, they have handles?
I don't know. I know a little girl named Calliope.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Sabrina is the part that sounds, that sounds like two first names.
It does.
That's radio.
All right.
Crap.
Calliope Sabrina it
Mike
is.
Mike St. Mike
right.
with you.
St. John St. Helens.
Anyway, Calliope is the owner of Anzula Luxury Fibers. She
Anzula.
Was in the city. And apparently was on her way back to her car when she noticed a black swath of fabric fluttering in the breeze outside the rear, her rear car window.
Oh.
She was like, I don't understand what's happening. Unsure of whether where the material was coming from. And as she got closer, she realized, my window's been shattered.
Oh.
Shattered glass was everywhere, and $15,000 worth of yarn was missing from the backseat of her Volkswagen. Have you ever heard of...
Yarn is expensive.
It is?
Real good yarn is expensive.
You'd think she would need a giant pickup truck.
You say a Volkswagen. Are we talking
a Volkswagen.
A bug?
It's pictured here. Hold on. No, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. It looks like a wagon of sorts.
Oh, so it's a decent... Oh, boy, look at that. Yeah, there's the black fabric hanging out of it.
And there's the...
Yeah, I mean, I guess if she had boxes and boxes
San Francisco
of it.
Snow down there on the
so
street.
So annoying. God. Vinny, I can tell why you did this story.
Well, there's a couple reasons. Not only that was her car jacked and all of her
yarn
stuff taken, but $15,000 worth of yarn?
So does she make her own yarn or something? Is that
That's what I'm asking you to tell me. I mean, you're the crafter around here. What's going on?
Well, I know that
$15,000
when I crochet, I mean, like, it's funny. You can't make money crocheting. There's no question because the amount of time you put in and how much the yarn cost is just prohibitive.
She said they got her laptop, her square reader.
Oh, goodness.
Her kit holding swatches of yarn, color samples.
Oh, no.
This
is awful. I feel for her. Maybe she was driving, you know, she probably goes places and tries to sell her yarn to places.
Oh, she said the night before she had parked her vehicle on Laguna and Haight Street.
Uh-oh.
She was in town for Hardly Strictly Bluegrass.
Oh, man.
Visiting from Fresno.
Oh no.
So we just have to, like, maybe a bullhorn needs to, an announcement. You're pulling into a city where
daily hundreds of
people. You cannot leave anything in your car. Yeah.
Even if you think that the homeless don't want yarn, or whoever is doing this. I don't want to blame it on the homeless. or anything.
Anyways, I'm sorry to your crafty
friends. Yeah, that is a tragic loss in the crafting world. I feel bad for her. I really do. That's, you know, for her to have that much yarn on her.
$15,000 in yarn? I just can't even believe that's possible.
Yeah, you can pay.
You'd think the
$25
whole car
for a skein of yarn.
From floorboard in the front to the back window, not only and clown car pushed in.
Maybe she has like, gold thread or something.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing. Is that such a thing?
I was just trying to think of like why it could be so expensive. But, you know, real wool, it's expensive. And then it's been processed and actually spun into yarn and dyed.
Okay.
And maybe she hand dyes. I don't know. A lot of people make their own yarn and charge a premium for it.
Well, I guess she's up to whatever it is that would...
Right.
And now someone's, you know, it's not like someone went, oh, expensive yarn. Make myself a blanket.
This is going to be great.
Make myself a home.
Listen, we just need to be on the lookout for fancy new sweaters that all the homeless people are wearing. Then we'll know.
You know that went in the trash. You know it
I
did.
Know. So sad.
The U.S. Census Bureau says commute times just hit an all-time high. The average American commute was 27 minutes one way last year.
Oh. That is average. That's my exact commute time.
27
minutes? 27 minutes. Huh. I can shave a minute or two off depending on the lights I hit. And it can be a minute or two longer.
God forbid you hit the gas. Mm. Oh, I guess that's not gas, is it?
It's
hit
not.
The accelerator.
Right.
My bad, electric lady.
Hey, electric lady land.
Anyway, that's the average commute, which means clearly, people like me
have a longer than average commute.
You're
adding to that number.
I've brought the number up. Mm. But that's normal. Down south, people are living in the desert and then commuting three hours. Yeah.
Right. Every day, 6 hours
but
on the road.
But that's because everyone sort of has this idea that the American dream is that I was supposed to work hard so I could buy a home.
Right. And have my family raised in a nice neighborhood.
Right. And it's turning out that in order for that to happen, you have to drive in from Lancaster.
Mm. Right. It's hard.
There's a 73-year-old guy named Spence Sims from Arco, Idaho, and he was recently arrested for passing more than $47,000 worth of bad checks. He wound up getting around $26,000 in cash before the credit union caught on and stopped payment.
Mm.
When the cops dug into it, they realized what he was using the money for. Spence was also getting scammed.
Oh my God. This is a double scam situation?
He'd met a woman from Malaysia on a dating site called Plenty of Fish.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Village.
Village, are you listening to this?
Village, what's up, buddy?
I think he met her on Facebook. He's got some chick in Malaysia. Is that where it is, Malaysia?
Malaysia.
Is that where Village's chick is?
I don't know. You're his best friend.
Yeah,
I'm not listening to stories about the chick from Malaysia.
Well, how could you not?
I don't know.
You're supposed to help him.
You can only help those who want to be helped. I can't save him. He's in love with her.
How long has it been?
A couple years.
He sends her money?
I don't know if he sends her money.
Ask if he sends her money.
When's he coming back around?
I don't know. I think maybe in December. Mm. We have that gig coming up.
Mm.
Spence had met a woman from Malaysia on a dating site, Plenty of Fish, and she convinced him that she just needed to pay $25,000 to the Malaysian government so they'd release, quote, several million dollars of hers that they were holding.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, he's a dummy.
Obviously, he sent the money to her because what an investment on his future.
I mean, listen, he'll have the money to pay back all the fraud he's committed.
Here's the weird part. She didn't send him his cut of the millions, though,
weird. Was he able to get a hold of her? Or?
He's facing 3 felony charges of drawing checks without funds, and he's looking at 9 years in prison and a $150,000 fine. And
a lifetime of stupidity.
He doesn't have a girlfriend in Malaysia anymore.
Oh, that is too bad.
Oh, this is the guy? Oh, you know what? He's not bad looking.
Well,
you'd probably do this guy.
Cute enough for someone to... What? Why would you say I would do this guy? This is Yuzette's guy.
I would not even do that guy.
Yeah, you would.
No.
Like, he's a white guy. He's old.
Big old mustache.
Just if him and Johnny B were standing next to each other,
eyes.
You wouldn't even be able to tell them apart.
Oh, my God. Honestly, how dare you?
No, it's true.
How dare you?
You see him through rose-colored glasses.
He's like 80. How old is he? Is he 80 years old?
I don't know, man. He looks so sad. The sadness adds some years.
He looks like he's 83.
He actually looks like he could be Village's dad.
Poor Village. Would you please help Village?
I cannot. That's not my... That is not my problem.
Check your phone. Did Village check?
I don't think he's listening.
Oh.
No. I have nothing from Village
on
there.
Please stop with the Malaysian girlfriend.
I don't bring the Malaysian girlfriend. I don't. Is it Malaysia?
He needs to go on that show 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know.
I like the deal he had with the massage parlor where he was doing some work for them and then they did some work for him.
I don't even know about this deal.
What?
Is this a separate deal that you found out about?
Can you dump that?
Oh,
no. Why?
About it.
All right.
Don't worry. Village isn't listening. Hi, Village.
I made
Hi,
that. Village. You know what? I made that
up. I don't even know about that.
There's nothing to know because I just lied.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I'm confused with Robert Kraft?
Yes.
Oh.
I did.
Did Village tell you that?
No.
I don't know anything.
Would you stop talking?
Okay, sorry.
God.
Is this someone else you know? I don't understand. I don't know what's happening.
I don't even know where to go from here. Oh, my God.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Weddings have gotten so... Okay, I'll go to another love. And...
Yeah, love.
Love.
We love love.
And... Is this one going to work out, or is this guy going to get built, too?
This guy's in trouble, too.
Oh,
weddings
man.
Have gotten so expensive now, it's leading to stuff like this.
Oh,
there's
no.
36, young guy, Heath Bumpus.
Oh, Heath Bumpus.
He's a guy from Crockett, Texas, and he was set to get married this past Saturday, but on Friday morning, he realized, I don't have the money for this crap.
And the wedding was the next day?
Right.
But...
I can't afford a ring and a venue.
So he didn't have the ring or a venue yet? I don't get it.
So he robbed a bank.
Oh, boy.
He didn't wear a mask.
What an idiot.
And the police put surveillance shots of him up on Facebook. His fiance was all... I know that guy.
Oh, how romantic. He robbed a bank for me.
And she was like, I see you on Facebook right now robbing a bank.
Yeah. The wedding's off.
Well, she just said.
Oh, she married him.
No. She was like, there he is. He is a big boy.
And then that's his
mugshot. Here's Heath.
Mr. Bumpus. Oh, Heath Bumpus is a big boy.
Yeah. Anyway, she said,
oh boy,
absolutely not. You're going to turn yourself in.
Yeah, he's.
And he said, but I love you. Wow.
He's a white guy. He's got like a kind of a 4 or 5 day growth and then a heavier little goatee area. I don't know if he was going to clean that up for the wedding. Yeah. Heath Bumpus. What a catch.
So he turned himself in and the wedding was canceled.
Yeah.
And now he's in jail.
Is she going to visit him?
No.
Oh, she's. You think they broke
you
up?
You think she's going to visit him? She made him turn himself
Listen,
in.
Girls are idiots. Wait, actually, I should say people are idiots.
Girls are idiots. Oh, yeah. You mean because you thought, well, she'd just do it anyway. You're right. People do dumb stuff.
They do. And people marry people in prison. You know, they're never going to get to have a conjugal visit with. I mean, people are into love.
Well, in this case, drama. I think she's going to move on and find someone else to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's our phone number, but you can also text us there. And please do not text and drive.
Don't do it.
Don't make me tell you that again.
Yeah. Well, you have to. Intercom said so.
Oh, right.
It's your job. Keep people safe.
707 says, go, Vinny. PG&E has not made responsible choices for the public.
Mm.
415 says, you can't blame climate change on PG&E. Listen to me, if I might. California has had a fire season since I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been the same. There's always been fires. I'm not a climate change denier. I believe we should do a better job by Earth because we're never going to get to Mars, despite what Sarah tries to
we're doing it.
Sell you.
It's happening. Starting on the moon, then moving to Mars.
But we've always had fire season. That's not new.
Right.
Don't let anybody kid you with that. That's since
I
was a
kid. I thought
we
were blaming climate change on beef this morning. I don't remember.
We were. We've all switched to beans.
Yeah.
Or at least for now we have.
Yeah.
Until you fall off the wagon and eat some beef jerky in a
parking
lot
somewhere.
Oh, God,
I do love beef jerky. Yeah, I'm going to try and not eat beef.
All right.
I'm giving that up. That's it. I'm done with it. I'll eat other meat.
That's one of my favorite stories. You searching a parking lot for cigarette butts.
Oh, that story. Yeah, that's a fun one.
Falling off the...
Well, I found one, you know, a good size one, too.
I
only had a little bit of lipstick on it. I was like, oh there's my cig.
How gross and dirty is that?
Who cares? Please, the whole habit is gross and dirty.
Okay, you got me there.
Mm.
It's true. Who are we talking about that had eye surgery?
Taylor Swift.
Who got LASIK?
Taylor Swift. Did we not say? Did we only say her name once? I'm sorry. I tried.
We said it a few times, even when we segued to Justin Bieber. But sorry.
We've got a bunch of text about China, which I'll read later, but I just got an alert that says China will not be airing NBA preseason games, and that might continue into the regular season.
Hey, listen, sometimes when you lose somebody, it hurts real bad, and then in the end, you realize you're better off without them.
You've done the right thing.
You've done the right thing. Is there a price to pay? Yeah. Is it worth paying? It is. Hey, Scott Kapur is coming up.
Oh,
let's
good.
Not mention this to him. I don't want to hear what he has to say about it.
Sarah and Vinny.